morning, everyone. This is Josephine County Board of Commissioners. It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2010. And we're assembled, it's 9 a.m., we're assembled in the Josephine County Administrative Workshop, BCC Conference Room. And present this morning are Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner DeYoung, and Commissioner Fowler, I'm assuming is on his way. He's never late. So we'll get this thing started because that's what we noticed at 9, and we'll let the record show when he arrives. This morning, item number one, Treasurer Eve is here, and Treasurer semi-annual meeting with the Board of Commissioners as required by the Josephine County Investment Policy. Annual update to the board.
Good morning, ma'am. Twice. Good morning. Yeah, we get to meet twice, February and July-ish. the quarterly report basically just gives you the information of what we've done in the last 3 months. October to December, of course, is our biggest month. We're busy with tax collection. Lots of money comes in, lots of money goes out. As you can see, we turned over a total of $72 million, almost $73 million to the districts in a one month time, basically. October was pretty big, too. We're pretty well collected. We're collected just slightly, about half a percent higher than last year. But overall, it stays pretty much the same every year. My investments are laddered out for 3 years to just keep a, well, the 3 years is also a limit that's stipulated by the investment policy, and we don't go any further than that. Most of it is held in the LGIP. It's usually, most of the time, it's a better rate, and it's very liquid. I need money, I can pull it out, doesn't change my interest rate whatsoever. I keep around $8 to $10 million in investments over the 3 year period. As of December, we had $8 million something in there. I just recently purchased two more to ladder out to the 23.
Has it been going up with the improvement in the economy and stuff? Does that affect our investments, or are they so long-term that the rate is pretty well fixed?
Actually, it has a little bit to do with it. It's mainly tied to the Treasury. So when the Treasury goes up, I go up. When they drop it down, because the LGIP between October and December actually did drop 0.5% in two different increments. So they don't usually drop it as much as the Feds drop theirs, because their investments are so long-term and so well-diversified that they aren't losing.
But if they drop a percent,
mm-hmm.
your stuff you have in that right now in that three-year period stays at that percent until it expires?
Okay, so it's actually two separate things. The ones that I have, the $8 million that I have in investments, is separate from LGIP. So when I buy an investment, usually in about $1 million increments, it's set for the term. Unless it's called early, then if it's called early, I get a little better return.
Okay.
But that's why I keep $8 million out there long term, and I haven't ever lost one or had to sell one. It's always stayed there. They have been called early, and like I said, I get a better return when they call early.
Okay.
And then I have a...
And you say there's no penalty for early withdrawal if you all of a sudden said, gee, we have a need for $7 million to
pay a
lawsuit or whatever.
Not through the LGIP. No, okay. That money is available any moment. Today I can have it tomorrow.
Do you have to return that money in a certain amount of time?
No. That's our money to use any. It's basically a bank account, money market account through the state with a really, really good return.
And some of those have a penalty involved in them, but that's good that we don't have
one. Ours don't do that. So the LGIP doesn't. So.
LGIP is Local Government Investment Pool?
It is.
Got it.
Very good. And the only other thing
that was impressive.
Were you impressed? I'm looking right at it. That's what I thought.
My computer's just starting, so I'm
here's my chance to really.
Hey, I was given that too.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, woo!
Local government investment pool. What do you say about that, Morgan?
wait, hold on. Right I'm at. Not worthy.
No. Oh, golly. Okay. That was good.
So we had a question. We had some money from Department of Administrative Service sent down for the purpose of creating a new fire district. And we received that money. It got deposited. So does that get invested or just sit in the bank? Does it gather interest or anything like that?
Basically, if you look at it's called the investment in cash and other, the analysis, it's attachment A. The only thing not getting interest is these four dollar amounts right down here on the bottom. This is the DA's witness account.
Okay.
This is my bank account. And that, of course, that fluctuates, but that's actually our operating account. Mm-hmm. And then the two ZBAs, or zero balance accounts, which is payroll and AP. That's why they're always negative, because it's basically outstanding. But at the bank, those are always zero because I have them just wash or sweep through my operating account. But that money in the operating account is the only thing not getting interest. Everything else gets interest. So our total of $55 million, $54 million and a half gets interest.
And interest, so, right.
So anything that it comes through my office is put into the operating account, and then I keep $500,000, $700,000 in there, just depending. And then anything over that is put into the money market account, which gets the same as the pool. Or if I have too much over there, I move it over to the pool to get the better rate.
And the option that you can pull it out at any time without, you know, just might as well put it in there.
Absolutely.
Keep a minimum on hand, you know.
And that's why I usually only keep about $10 million in investments, because that's money I can't touch. Mm-hmm. And within a 3-year period, unless it's called. So I keep most of it in the pool because it is so liquid. If something comes up, we have to have money. Mm-hmm. $1 million check to options. You know, they write it 3 days later. I have to make sure I have that in my account to cash it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's best.
Okay.
And we're small enough that we don't have to have a whole lot of investments separate. A lot of counties don't do separate investments. They just put it all in the pool, smaller ones. The only other thing I had on the quarterly basically is our foreclosures. We have the 2017. I'm going to have to show that on my 2017 foreclosures are coming up to deed the end of this month. Well, actually February 3rd or 4th. And we will have two that we deed. One is 0.01 acres that got lost in a shuffle of partitions. And one is a 5% undivided interest of a driveway that we already own 5% of. And there's like 12 other people on it. So we'll get those two. Helene and I actually just went out yesterday to knock on doors for two that are, I've never gotten any response for them. One, we thought they were both occupied, but one is not occupied, owned by, through a trust. It's to the trustee, the survivors, and never bothered changing name. Got a hold of him yesterday, and hopefully they're going to get it paid out before, but it's a little ramshackle piece on Redwood Avenue.
Like, so they're already 5 years?
Oh, they're 6 years.
Six years. Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, literally within...
But if they don't know they own it...
Well, they know they own it, but, and then the woman's like, oh, well, we haven't gotten anything in years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, kind of a thing. Don't you think you should know this?
You do it every year.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't actually. I mean,
no.
If you think about someone who's got a mortgage,
right.
And in their mortgage they have not only their tax payment but their insurance and everything looped into it. We were dealing with this with a fire district conversation. Some people don't even know they pay for private fire because that also is in their payment
mortgage.
Every year with their mortgage.
Would be nice.
And so
They
just know they have rural metro.
Mm-hmm.
And then their mortgage is paid off, and all of a sudden they have to start paying these individual things.
Usually the taxing entity doesn't mind that happening because they don't have to deal with the customer.
Yeah.
You know, while I had a mortgage and they were always paying it, I'd get the tax bill and I'd go, hey, says this is not available, it's covered in your mortgage. I never even read it. Didn't care.
Yeah,
it would say, well, you know, your payment's going up $3 a month. Okay. And I didn't care.
Yeah.
Until I didn't have a mortgage, then I'm the guy writing the check. Then it becomes pretty serious.
And the guy calls and says, okay, well, my mortgage, now I want my bill sent directly to me. You get your bill every single year. Mm-hmm. Well, the mortgage pays it. Well, now you pay it, but you've always gotten your bill. They don't understand that one either. But yeah, these people, so hopefully that one will pay off. And then we went out and talked to someone out on Dell Road, and he looked like he had a stroke, real slurred. It's a really bad, bad place. And granddaughter, we were hoping it was granddaughter, gave her the information, and she just went. And I told her, you know, got till February 4th to come up with $3,000. So hopefully they'll get theirs taken care of. But so far, those are the only two that are.
Is there, like I say, on that particular instance, it's $3,000. Can they, is there a payment program?
Not now.
Okay.
Right. They.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had a meeting yesterday with AllCare.
Mm-hmm.
AllCare represents a third of our county. Sorry, my phone's blown up. And something like that where yesterday we at Rotary heard a presentation about Habitat for Humanity, and the last thing they want to do is kick somebody out of a home,
right,
who's, you know, that kind of thing too. So here we know somebody's had a medical issue.
Well, don't know. We're just guessing. But
seems.
Yes.
Seemed elderly, has a medical issue, right, and it comes up because I attended the Illinois Valley Homeless Alliance, and their most increasing population of homeless is the elderly, who have had their own homes and all of a sudden can't take care of mm-hmm. themselves or don't have the capacity to take care of everything, and now are ending up on the streets in Cave Junction. And so it's just another one of those that I wonder, is this something that maybe we could reach out to AllCare and say, do you know this name? You can't tell us because of HIPAA, but if you know this name, could you have somebody reach out to them
mm-hmm.
that has a capacity to maybe go check in with where they are? And by the way, at the end of the month, they're going to lose their house if they don't have this.
Is there some privacy issues with that?
With tax? No.
Okay.
It's right. Totally open records, public knowledge. And we do, you know, there are problem like with when I get to this close and this is last ditch effort, you know, go out there, actually physically talk to him if we can, but we're 3 weeks out. But we have programs that he could have, and I'm sure he would qualify for senior deferral. They wouldn't pay current, but it would stop me from foreclosing, and they would pay forward if there's value in the property. There's certain things senior deferral now has changed so much. They put so many sideboards. They have to have insurance. They have to, they don't have to have their taxes paid, certain age, certain income level, certain value level.
And if they had all of that, they wouldn't be in arrears on their taxes.
Well, yeah, because it's for taxes, it's kind of like I have one other one, his last name, Richard Day, got to almost the same point. He was 6 months out from foreclosure. Finally decided, it's like, yeah, here's a senior deferral, go apply. And he finally qualified. So his taxes owing to us still sit there, but senior deferral DOR pays the current. So I never foreclosed.
All right.
And there was another program, it was part of the TARP program. They had extra money. And anybody came in with back taxes, it's like, go apply. It was basically a 5-year loan. But you stayed in the house 5 years, it was forgiven 20% every single year. I mean, it's free money.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they're running out of money now. And we've had three people that actually applied and got money from them.
All right. Any other questions for the treasurer?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate your work.
You bet. Thank you. And the investment policy? We can try it. That was my next one. Sorry, that was B. You want to move to B?
Yep. And I move item number B,
okay.
Order number 2020-010 in the matter of the readoption of the Josephine County Investment Policy.
Basically, same thing as last year. Nothing has changed. All of the depositories are the same. I haven't changed any language. I haven't had any issue with it. Basically, it's my guidelines to how I invest, what I can invest in. And has oversights and safety, liquidity, yield. So make it safe,
mm-hmm.
make sure we can have it when we need it, and then interest rates are good.
Yeah. Any questions about the investment policy?
I'm trying to get to it. Hold on.
A whole separate packet. There you go.
Okay, so does this come back to us with a separate order? Or do we just reaffirm it where it's at?
It has a separate order.
010. Every year you have to have a separate order, don't you?
Yeah, I've been thinking about asking legal to do something that we can just reaffirm the prior one, because otherwise if we keep going with all these whereases, it's way too long.
Well, that's something you take up with legal.
Yes.
If only they were in the room. Oh, wait, they're not. Okay, no, I don't have a problem with it. As far as receiving the report, I notice it's got one line for signature. We need to make a motion that the board, or the...
Oh, that's the quarterly?
Yeah. Do we need to make a motion that somebody signs it saying it's received? Go ahead.
Actually, on the quarterly, I just basically, this is just acknowledgement that you did receive it, that it was delivered to your office. So it doesn't really...
Okay, so you don't need us to do anything?
Okay. Not on the quarterly, no, thank you.
Well, I think we want to move this ahead to the consent calendar. Is that right with you, Commissioner?
I say let's move to WBS and we'll let the staff figure out where it goes.
Okay.
I'm learning from Wendy.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much, Eve. Appreciate it. Good job.
Thank you.
Always good job.
You know, I got to say, I think with having only three staff and what you guys accomplish is incredible. So thank you for your work.
We work hard.
Yes.
Yep, you do.
And with a positive attitude. I always hear good things.
Okay. Thank you.
And you know, in exchange for that, we gave you a parking place in the parking lot and you have windows.
I know. I'm not giving up my windows.
You have a view of the parking lot.
That's
how I get you. Save the thanks for later. But, all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Item number two, legal counsel, Wally Hicks. And it's 2A is County Real Property at 400 Sunny Valley Loop. Well, I think this is a continuation.
Where's our perks?
Huh?
Where's our perks?
You don't have
you
a
get a window. Noisy here.
I
have no windows.
I'd say we need to get a scroll, a rolling scrolling of Crater Lake in view in lieu of a window. Okay. So you were to make some changes, kind of what we talked about last.
Thank you.
Meeting and. Formulated letter, and this is the letter?
Yes.
Okay.
Draft, so. Yep.
That look good to you?
Yes, okay. Yep, I just know that's a Saturday. I don't know that it matters. It doesn't, it's just a
midnight
Saturday.
On that day, so.
Okay.
I mean, it's not gonna.
Yeah.
She's either gonna be in or out.
Nothing's gonna
at that time.
Actually be looked at until probably the Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Minimum, but.
And I think we discussed this the other day. She's kind of expecting this?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Not expecting a termination.
Does she have any rebuttal to this? I mean, could she come in with an appeal of any kind to the board?
She can request the board change it, but she has no legal remedy. Like, it's just a lease. We have this clause.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It wouldn't necessarily stop her from, for instance, requesting more time or something like that.
Sure.
It's a start.
So the question is terminate the lease or keep her in the building if it doesn't sell. So we're going to terminate the lease.
That's
the direction
the
we
yeah,
got.
That's the direction you have. So that's, you know, we had that discussion on
it's
the two different.
It's back and forth. I'm,
yeah.
I'm
so,
right.
And this is what came out of that discussion. So.
I think we would just be looking for your approval of us sending the letter.
I'll make a motion that we authorize legal to send this letter
I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0 with one absent.
Okay. So
you've got your orders. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number three, and just to let you know, I will stay, but I hope I'd like to get out of here at like 9:35 because I need to get to the airport by 10, so.
Yes.
Not that airport, this airport, our airport. So item number three, finance report and business update.
While he's walking forward, can we do this one real quick? Never mind, he's here. I was just gonna say we can get that one done too.
No, I'm just thrilled to think that I don't have to talk very long. Thank you.
So are we.
Yes. So what I'm doing, I think I took that in a good way.
I think he meant it in a really good way.
I think he did it in a good way. You could want to.
That was purely positive.
So just want to set the tone for your presentation.
So all I'm doing today is we are here at the end of January, towards the last week of January. So it's time to get started with the budget process. I wanted to give you a memo that's based on past practice. This is the way we've run it for the last number of years, or at least this is how I prepared it. I know there's discussion on budget processes, so I just wanted to introduce this is what we're looking at under a normal situation, and that gives you something to work with.
It's our starting point.
It's a starting point. Gives you something to work with, something to scratch up. So I didn't really want to talk about or need to talk about today, but give it to you so that we'll put it on the calendar for next week and we can refine it or adapt it. Or you can contact me during the week, between now and then, now and next Thursday, and say, what about this or talk about that or that kind of thing. So other than that, the budget process moving forward, Deanna is back. She's been gone for a couple few months with stuff, so she is back this week and doing her AP. Our audit is wrapped up, so we'll be having an audit presentation at the weekly business session when I make those arrangements. They'll probably be next month, okay. Of course, sometime February, we're the auditor. We'll get the W-2s out by January 31st as required. Those are moving along fine. We've reviewed them and they're looking good. And the RFP for the new finance software is out on the street, and the due date is February 14th. So we should be getting responses for that.
Will they be able to initiate that, put that into play before the budget?
No. It'll be a year and a half probably before we see anything.
I remember when the city did theirs, they said it was like a couple year process.
Yeah, it's a long time.
But okay. It allowed, by that upgrade, it allowed online payments, it allowed all this different stuff,
yes.
Utilities. One thing I would like to document is thank you for including the treasurer's office. That the last time software was changed, they were not included, and essentially forced on them. And so this is something that I appreciate that you're including the departments affected by.
We made a conscious effort to, we have various subgroups for various modules, accounts receivable, accounts payable, budget. So we've gathered people from the various departments, including the treasury. So yeah, we've made a very concerted effort to involve everybody that's affected by this or could be affected, so, or at least have a representation.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, appreciate you not acknowledging that.
Okay.
So I'm done.
Okay.
Happy days.
Thank you. That was very succinct, I think they call that.
I like it.
I do too. Item number four is other business. Is there anything that needs to come before us at this time that you'd like to bring up?
Still working out the details with DC of if a mining advisory person is going to go or somebody mining related. Commissioner Pash from Curry said, I'll join in with you, and then he's leaving before the meetings were set. So then it's like, okay, I just got three meetings set, and I don't want to, and I'm trying to get them all in one day for the miners so they can come in, do the meetings, and leave. And so I'm juggling that. So just as a heads up.
Okay. Anything else under item number four? I don't have anything. Moving along to item number five and board business. 5A is resolution number 2020-003 in the matter of reappointments to Bikeways and Walkways Committee. And I will tell you who those are as soon as I find
them. I got them right here. Dana Christensen and Chip Dennerline. There is an attached email from Rob Brandis that he gives 100% endorsement that they're both very dependable, active members of the committee.
Okay. Yeah, I know Dana's been, both of these have been bicycle people forever.
Yeah.
So, and I served on the Urban Area Tree Committee with Chip. Pretty intense guy. I hope they understand that, you know, because he does. He's not shy about getting up to the microphone and saying things. So as we've seen, sometimes that's what's needed in a committee is somebody really a spark plug that doesn't edit his words very well, and he's fine. I like the guy myself, I have no problem with either one of these. So do you have any of those?
I don't actually know either of them, so
we'll
I'll leave it to you guys to move forward.
We'll move this to the consent calendar on the next week's WBS.
Okie dokie.
Item number 5B is matters from commissioners. Do you have anything?
Tomorrow night's the chamber banquet. I understand
where
it is going.
Yeah.
Sold out. So.
Okay, I'll see you there. And I'm getting ready to leave here and run out to the airport to meet with Mercury's aides.
Yes,
staff.
I hope that goes well.
Yeah, I think it will. I wore a turtleneck just to make sure I stay warm. I'll be in my truck with the heater going off, but I'll leave the window down this much so I can hear you. No, that won't happen. So with that, we are adjourned at 9:26. Thank you.
Did you hear from Derek?